Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Look, we've all had rock bottom moments in our life. A lot of these come when you're dating. For instance, Kristen has told us a story before that she has snuck into a boyfriend's house using a doggy door.
That is correct. I thought you were going to tell everybody I let an old man spit cheese on my feet again, and I keep telling you that wasn't me. That was a former intern.
Sure it was. But there was the time where you snuck through the doggy door to catch a dude.
I tried to get through the doggy door, but my hips wouldn't get through, so I could only crawl halfway through.
I don't think I remember that part of the story.
Yeah, I got stuck. Those hips don't slide. No, they did not.
And he had no Vaseline on you?
Nope. He had two big dogs, and they were both in my, they knew me and they loved me and they were in my face and licking my face as I'm crawling through the doggy door. So I had to shimmy and turn around and unlock the door and then crawl back out and go in. But then the door, because that got me into the laundry room, but the door from the laundry room to the house was also locked. So I had to straighten out a hanger and shimmy that lock in order to get into the house.
You really were MacGyver that day.
So when your hips have you stuck in that doggy door,
yeah.
That moment right there where you're caught in between the house and out of the house because your hips is a rock bottom moment.
Climbing the fence to get in the backyard was rock bottom.
That was pre-rock bottom.
And then, yeah, the moment I looked at the doggy door and said, I'm going to do this, I had to embrace the low that I was about to go.
All right, let me make you feel better about your rock bottom, because not all rock bottoms are the same.
Mm-hmm. So
there is a woman in North Carolina who is 82 years old. She is not guilty of rock bottom, but the dude that has been making love to her 2008 Toyota Avalon hit rock bottom.
They caught him on camera. They came Monday morning, and they took the films out, and they come back to the door and said, we got him this time. She said, we got good films, we got good pictures, but it was more than we really wanted to see, so.
Wait.
So I got questions.
So many.
Right. But he was busted for having sexual relations with her car.
So
that's it. That's as rock bottom as it gets.
So not with another person in the car.
No, the car.
He was doing it with the car.
The car.
Like the exhaust pipe?
Maybe anything that's around. I don't know. I didn't ask a lot of questions, but anything that you're rubbing on inside of a car makes it rock bottom.
My only question is why he didn't pick a newer vehicle.
Right?
if you're going to take up cars.
At least something with massaging seats.
Yeah. Like, I say good for him. Most women are like, oh, guys will only date younger women.
Well, not this dude.
He had to make sure he was of age. So I think the year of consent is 2008.
You might be right. Yeah.
The crazy thing is how long this dude was doing it, because this sweet little 82-year-old woman had been noticing damage to her car for several years.
Wow.
It's a long-term relationship. Hey, okay.
That's marriage. His car.
Do you think that adds additional mileage to the car?
You think the odometer just kept going, man? As soon as it pulls up.
I don't even drive this much. What is going on?
How do you think the car felt every day? It's just when she sees this dude pulling up. It's like, oh, God, not again today.
My engine light is always on.
That is rock bottom. And now he's got to explain to all of his friends why he's in jail. Why, dude, what happened to you over the weekend? I was in jail. For what?
Laying pipe.
Oh, man. So your rock bottom's not that bad.
It's
not that bad.
I feel so much better about myself.
All right, so speaking of rock bottom, I don't think this is it yet, but yeah. I have been in these relationships before, and I have told you guys in all honesty, when I was young, I was such a coward. I wanted to be liked so much by the girl that I was in a relationship with that even when I knew the relationship was over, I would do things that were so bad. So she would break up with me so I didn't have to seem like the bad guy. And I did it over and over again. Complete D-bag, total coward. And now here she is in this email saying like, I know I'm breaking up with this guy, but I'm waiting for the next big fight. Just do it now. Mo's got the email.
For the past few weeks, I've been wanting to end things with my boyfriend, but my friends all think I'm an a-hole for my plan on how to do it. Basically, been waiting for a big fight to break up. In my mind, it seems like the most comfortable approach for both of us. Hear me out before you judge. My thinking is that if the breakup happens during a huge argument, it might seem more justified to my boyfriend and spare his feelings somewhat. Plus, he might be so caught up in his own anger that he won't feel as upset by being broken up with. Another reason is that it saves me from having to justify the fact that I'm just not that into him anymore. I know it sounds weird, but I honestly think it might be kinder in the long run. My friends totally disagree. They say it's cowardly and wrong, and that I should have the decency to have a mature conversation about things, no matter how uncomfortable it might be. So, am I really the bad guy here for wanting to do it this way?
Yes. Yes, I mean, I'm saying I was the exact same person. I didn't have the guts to do it. You somehow, some way think that you're doing it because you are doing it for them to spare their feet. This dude is going to be hurt either way. Your one last blowout is not going to make you seem like a better person.
Yeah, I wish we could change our show tagline to The Birch Show, Real Adult Conversations, because that would save us so much of this content where it's just like, I don't know, should I just break up with him and do the right thing? Yes, you should. You've been with this guy for however long. It's the kind thing to do. Don't stage some kind of argument. He's going to have questions no matter what. Just sit him down and tell him you're just not into him anymore.
She's not staging an argument. She's just waiting for the next big argument, and that's going to be the end all. I will readily admit, young 20-something-year-old Kristen, this is right up my alley. I 100% would do something like this. And convincing myself, thinking it was the right thing to do, when in actuality, we know what the right thing is to do. But, I mean, I get it because, you know, I've been there. I almost want to tell her just to do it because I get it.
Just break up with the dude.
Just do the right
just
thing,
just do the thing, all right? There's a car out there for him. He'll take care of himself. It's a 2008 Toyota Corolla in his future.
Plenty cars in the street.
He'll be fine.
Oh, really quick. If you had to make love to any car, no. What car are you making love to?
Oh, damn.
Ferrari.
A Ferrari.
Yes.
That's a good one. Uh-huh. I was thinking like a Yukon. I want a big one.
That's just the opposite, man. Mine's got to be one of them Mini Coopers. I want to feel big.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.